I want to make sure that everybody gets a clean piece of paper out, gets a journal out, or somewhere. You just want to make sure you can take some notes on this, because this is one of the most important topics that we ever train on. And I've asked Frank Acoin and Mike Catlow to bring you this training. So Frank is going to kick it off, and he's going to start at the very beginning. This is the topic of your training tonight, is approaches and inviting. And for those of you who don't know, I'll go ahead and tell you a little bit about Mike Catlow, who you're going to hear from in just a few minutes. He has been recognized on the home office calls this week. He was on the group call and the leadership call on Monday because he and his organization, they have been capturing the market there in Charlotte with the outbreak of the billboards and the advertisements on TV. They've had so many success stories, and I'm sure he'll probably weave some of those stories in for you tonight. But to kick off your approaches and inviting training, I am going to turn it over to Mr. Frank Acoin.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. And I don't think anybody has had more activity going than the Catlow organization. I know a lot of people have got a lot of stuff going, but I'm telling you, they are putting on event after event after event and having, you know, like 100, 200 people a week in events. And it's amazing. So congratulations to Michael. And anyway, I'm going to kick this off. And this is about building your legal shield business. And I just wanted to get the mindset right. So I wanted to go back to talk about, you know, every organization, every church in the world, you know, they recruit people. They have to recruit people to, you know, to get their business started. And when Teresa and I first got married, one of my goals was, especially when we opened our first chain of stores, I went back and I had known a long time about C.J. Walker, who was the first woman millionaire in the country. And this happened in the 1800s. And she had a hair care business. Her name was C.J. Walker. And her goal was to have her hair care products in every state and every city in the United States. And she eventually ended up, you know, a multimillionaire, the first woman in the country. And she was a slave at one time, as a matter of fact. Her whole family was. And she ended up being the first millionaire in the United States. And her simple goal was that she thought every woman ought to have access to her hair care. So she, you know, started recruiting people and eventually found somebody in every state and every major city to handle her products, and became a multimillionaire doing that. And she would drive around in cars when everybody else was walking and had horses and buggies. And then I studied Ray Kroc, who started McDonald's at age 45. He had diabetes, and his goal was simply the same thing, to have a McDonald's on every major intersection in every major city, basically. And as all of you know right now, that dream came true. But he had to recruit people in every state, and then they would, those people would open up a bunch of stores in that city. He'd recruit another person, and so he did that. And then Colonel Sanders was 65 years old before he ever opened his first Kentucky Fried Chicken, and his goal was to open up, you know, Kentucky Fried Chickens in every state and every major city. And by the time he died, he had almost gotten it done, not quite, but he was 65 when he started. So I thought, Teresa and I, you know, we could open up bookstores in every state, and I'd have one in every major city. And then we did the same thing with the sign shops, and I found out that was just, you know, it was just too much. I told Teresa about somewhere along the line, you know, we can open 5,000 of these things, but, you know, we can only have one car at a time and drive one car and sit in one chair. So we decided to limit it to, you know, just a few of them. So we opened, I think, a half a dozen or something like that and did millions and millions of dollars. So that's where this concept came from, to own a business in every city, in every major city in the United States, but we had to recruit somebody first. So if you think about it, you know, every baseball team, every bowling team, every sports team, every newspaper, every church, every chamber of commerce, every boys club, girls club, everybody recruits people in their organization. The Army, Navy, Air Force, and we're no different. For all of you out there, no matter what age you are, no matter what color you are, no matter what your education background is, you know, you can recruit a few people in a state or one person in a state like Michael Catlow, and end up with thousands of associates. Or you can have somebody like Ron Crutcher, and own not just Illinois, but Ron's in Illinois, Texas.
Ron's in Ohio.
I know he's there, but he's got people on all these places. Yeah, Ron's up in Ohio. Well, the guy who sponsored him was from Charleston. He moved to Texas, sponsored a guy in Colorado, and then ended up with, I think there's about 8,000 or 9,000 associates in that one organization from one guy in a wheelchair. So you really can, by recruiting just a few people, you know, have an organization all across America and all across Canada. So that's the mindset. So just think about the map of the United States in your mind, and every state and a major city in every state, and say, I'm going to find somebody in every state, and I'll do that through, you know, personal stuff, and I'll do that through my team. And to do that, you have to do what I call mastering the invite. So you might want to put it at the top of your page, master the invite. And master the invite, here's what the goal is. The goal of mastering the invite is to contact, educate, you're going to communicate, educate, and motivate those people to take a look at your business. And the way you're going to communicate with them is that you've got to get them to see what you've seen and hear what you've heard and read some stuff about what you've read and let them meet a few other people on a call or at a convention or somewhere else. So you're going to communicate with them, and the communications are going to be done with tools. The tools that you're going to be using are, you're going to tell them, one of your associates is going to tell them, a tool is going to tell them, like a CD, a DVD, a website, or an event's going to tell them. So remember that you're going to be contacting people using tools, and the tool is going to be either you, another associate, a tool, or an event. And so that's the communications. And you're going to educate them about what we do. In other words, about our legal services, and you do that through the tools. And you do that like Michael Catlow did a while ago. You know, we want to educate them. He just had me on the phone with a young lady not a half hour or 45 minutes ago. He gave her some exposure. She's seen some stuff, and she's come on board, and he wanted to show her how the system worked. And while he was doing that, he three-wayed me in. And when I got through with the three-way, she says, well, this sounds like something easy to do. I mean, it was so simple, and she was so excited. I was happy for her because he communicated to her. He educated her on how we did, you know, what we were doing in Legal Shield. And then he also educated her on the system. And the way he motivated her to do that is he gave her a personal invite to take a look at the information. So he has mastered the invite. He has mastered the invite by he communicated, he educated, and he motivated her to take a look at the stuff. And so remember, you're going to be inviting people, and you're going to communicate with them, and then you want to educate them by letting them see something. Because after they've seen what you've seen and heard what you heard and maybe read some stuff and meet some other people in the business, whether they meet them in person or they meet them on a long-distance call, three-way call, or whatever, you've done your job. And you motivate them to do that, and in a few minutes, they're going to show you, he's going to tell you how they motivate them to take a look at this system we got. Now, when you make your list, and I'm going to tell y'all, Therese and I have sat down with literally thousands of people and trained thousands and thousands of people to do this. This is not hearsay. This is something we've done, and it's worked out pretty successful. Most of you know, we have around 66,000 people in our organization. Now, not all of them work all the time. And we don't expect them to, but 66,000 people have come in our organization, and right at 400,000 memberships have been moved, and the company has paid our team in excess of $120 million. And it all started with this one training right here. We sit down with them, and we tell them, say, listen, we want to help you put someone in every state, and then sit down, and we'll eventually have somebody in every city, and when a membership moves, money's going to come into your house. The ones who do that and believe that shoot to $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 if they believe it and they keep going. Now, we get them to make a list. Now, here's the way we do the list, and I really want y'all to understand how we do our list, because it's maybe the most successful thing that, you know, that we've developed that has helped more people contact people. We have them take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle, and on one side, on top of the paper, they put in town, and on the other side of the line, they put out of town. And then they just start writing down names. We say, listen, get your phone out, put names down, and if they live in town, put the name over here. If you're out of town, put the name over there. And don't worry about the phone number. Just put the list down. So they write down as many numbers as they can. And some of them do 25, some of them do 125, some do 300. We've had people bring us like 400 names. And then we sit down and say, listen, who on this list in town do you know really, really well? Maybe they've been to your house or something. And we put a check by that name. And then we ask them, you know, who out of town do you know pretty well that you could just pick up the phone right now and call? Put a check by them. Now, right beside the name, we have them write the way they're going to contact them. In other words, if you've got a list, in town. You know exactly who's been to your house, who knows how to get over there. They're used to coming over there. Maybe they come once a year, twice a year. Maybe they come once a week. Who knows? And so you put down beside their name, how are you going to contact all these people? Are you going to send them a web link? Are you going to invite them to a PBR? Are you going to invite them to a sit-down? Are you going to invite them to a PCC? Are you going to invite them to a luncheon? Are you going to invite them to a meeting? You know, exactly what are you going to do? And so beside every name on there, and you want to, what you want to do is have them pick out their top 10 first. And if you do the top 10 out of town, here's my suggestion to you. Have 10 CDs with you or 10 DVDs with you when you get there. And when they pick those top 10 out of town, say, listen, let's go ahead and put their name on this CD, just on a sticky note. And then I'm going to mail these out to these people for you, and we're going to call them and tell them there's a CD coming to them. So, and the reason you do that, if you don't put a name on that CD or that DVD, they probably never will get it to them. And if you have 10 with you and you send them out at your expense, then you know they got out, and now you've got a reason to call them and say, listen, I'm sending you a CD about our company. We're expanding in that area, and we just want you to take a look at the information. If you like what you see, great. If you don't, would you please pass this CD or DVD on to somebody else? So beside each name on your list, you want to put down exactly how you're going to contact them. When we've done that with people, I mean, they have grown the fastest. You know, you want to, and if you've got a PBR lined up and a PCC lined up, and you say, listen, out of all those people, who can we call right now and maybe sit down with this afternoon or tomorrow and have some other people in your business before the PBR takes place, before it takes place, and that way you'll have more people invited to the people to the PBR and the PCC. So that's how we handle that list. And now the list never stops growing. I mean, you want that list growing every single day. And you may not even know their name. You might just know that they work at the 7-Eleven or the laundry or it's a banker. And you put down banker. And then when you put their name down, you put banker. You know who they are. And beside their name, you might put CD. So you put CD beside the banker. And when you go to the bank tomorrow, then just drop it off. But you need a way to contact these people. And here's what I have found out, and it's one of the most valuable things I ever found out about this business or any other business. If you don't isolate a location and a place, if you don't isolate a location and a face, and you don't put their name down, you'll probably never go see them. You'll be walking around a mall trying to, you know, scare somebody up. It'd be like you're a hunter and they're the prey. And let me tell you something, if you're the hunter and they're the prey, they try to get away. So you want to start this thing out and really launch your business. So that's the best way in the world to handle your business. And the thing you want to really be cautious of is saying too much. Because when you say too much, they say N-O before they K-N-O-W know what you're doing. Remember, you can get a no, a N-O, and they will never K-N-O-W know what you do. And so you don't want to say too much. You just want to let them look at the information, tell them you get back with them, and then make sure you find out what they like best and just three-way them over to somebody else to get the questions answered. And so that's how you handle the list. Now, we've asked Michael Catlow, you know, to cover, you know, kind of what you say when you get on the phone with him. Well, matter of fact, I don't know what all he's going to say. We just want to cut him loose. And then when he gets done, if we've got any other suggestions, you know, we'll let you know. But remember, if you picture the United States in your mind, and I don't care if you're on the phone and you're a single mom or you're an insurance agent, a financial planner, a CPA, a salesperson, you're just getting started, you really can own a business in every state, in every city, just by bringing on a few people. I mean, the Gardner organization, that one organization has, what, about 25 or 30,000 people in it?
Between 30 and 40.
Between 30 and 40.
We have over
40. Maybe over 40,000 people. So one person can retire you. I mean, one person in your organization that you did not recruit can literally make you enough money to retire you so that you can just, you know, go out every day, have fun, eat, make money, and help people. So anyway, Mr. Michael Catlow, I look forward to seeing what you've got to say. I know you handled your list similar to this, if not exactly like this, so we'll just cut you loose.
Well, can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, and congratulations on everything, Mr. Catlow.
Oh, well, thank you. I owe it all to the system and the people here in Legal Shield. We couldn't have done it without all the support. And I was almost late getting here on this part of the call because I've been jotting down notes the whole time. I was texting Teresa saying, oh, my gosh, this is so good. I've already posted on Facebook what you just shared. changed everything for our business. The importance of having a face with that list, or, you know, that sticky note with that name and that face on it to get it out, just so very important. But, as always, one of my favorite things in the world to do is just be around Legal Shield people, and especially this Wednesday night call, just one of my favorite things in our entire business. And so this topic of approaching and inviting, just over the past, let's say, 90, 120 days or so, you know, our business really, really has exploded and has just had incredible increases, which means more memberships, more recruits, and more income for everybody as well. And it's been interesting to watch it and also experience it and be, you know, PC qualified myself, PC qualified plus and so forth. And what we really do in sharing the information, once we can get a tool to somebody, whether it's a website, whether it's a DVD, whether it's a luncheon, whether it's a flip chart, I mean, the actual presentation itself is very, very simple to do. So I know for myself personally, even though that part is really easy, you know, as sometimes I've picked up the phone or gotten in front of an email or, you know, be meeting somebody out and about, like, I get butterflies in my stomach. I get super nervous personally in, you know, what is it that I'm going to say to this person to pique their interest, to communicate to them, to educate them on what it is that we do. So I've actually got a couple people on the line with us that I'll bring on in just a second. And I wanted to share just one. The reason why I've asked these three to be on the line with us is one of my personal thoughts and the things that we've seen really have a lot of success over the most recent time is, you know, you have to be yourself. And, you know, we have these scripts, quote unquote, and these things that we say that absolutely they work, but you have to be yourself in sharing those. And, you know, I see oftentimes people becoming the Legal Shield robot, you know, and just kind of basically going through the steps because that's what they're being told to do. But you have to go through the steps while being yourself. And what I mean by that as well, or a great way to practice that is anytime that I'm getting a new associate started personally, before they make their first phone calls, before they send their first emails, before they do anything, you know, I always encourage everybody to practice. So we ask them out loud, you know, say your invite to me. What is it you're going to say? Hey, you got 15 minutes, got something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested. And getting somebody to comfortably say it out loud, even if they're by themselves looking in the mirror. We've even had associates before they make their first phone calls to any of their prospects or their family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, church members, whatever it is, they'll actually call, you know, the person who sponsored them and actually do some practice calls. They'll call their manager with Legal Shield. They'll call their director. They'll call their executive director. We'll give them three or four numbers, and we almost won't even let them make phone calls to people without practicing and just kind of getting into the flow of it. And I got a super exciting text earlier today from a gentleman on our team. His name is Rob Burbank, and he just got his third membership, and he already had two members and one associate in the book. So literally as of about 7 o'clock p.m. tonight, he got Fast Start qualified, and he's got a ton of stuff in the pipeline getting ready to close as well. But I wanted Rob just to come on and share for a minute or two kind of his approaches, because, again, he's an individual. He has to be himself and how he does it still while following our system. So, Rob, are you on the line with us?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. I'd love to hear your perspective.
Perfect. Wonderful. Well, thank you. You know, wow. I got to tell you, the first thing that really has made the difference for me is I have something on my computer that says my passion outweighs my fear. And that's something I look at every day, and it puts everything in perspective because, whenever you pick up the phone, you start something new, there's fear. But you've got to have the why first. And, you know, in the start documents, it has you outline what that is and why you're doing what you're doing. You got to keep that in front of you. And then the second thing is really keeping it simple. I mean, you hear it over and over and over again, but the reality is forget all the stuff you've learned to this point with other companies and wherever you were and just do the system. And that's, you know, sifting and sorting, exposing and connecting people, or as Frank said, communicate it, educate, and motivate them. And I think that's the key. Don't say too much and be yourself. The people on your list are your friends. They know you. You have a level of trust. Just be real and say, hey, John, you know, I've got something I'm really excited about. I just want 15 minutes of your time to show you, and you may or may not be interested. Boom, that's it. They look at the video, you send it to them, you get them on the phone with Michael or somebody else, and let them invite them to the next step. And that's as simple as I've done it, and Michael knows. He's helped me with associates we brought on and members that we brought on as well. So it's been great.
And Rob, is it fair to say that you've, even in your first couple ones, you've maybe stumbled over your words a couple times?
Oh, yeah. Amen. Yeah, a lot. very much so. But again, it's that fear piece you just have to set aside and not be afraid, as Mr. Crutcher said, not be afraid of the no. You're going to get them, and for every no, there's going to be a yes sooner or later. So as soon as you get through the no's, you're going to get some yeses, and you're going to get better at it. So the more you do it, the better you get, the faster you go, the faster you'll get better.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Rob. And it's one of the things, again, I kind of joke around in asking Rob if he stumbled over his words at all. We happened to be sitting somewhere, and a call came in, and I heard him talking with somebody. And it's the worst when you're sitting in front of another leadership associate because they know what we're supposed to say, what we shouldn't say, and all that. But so, again, this is where I would encourage, whether you're a brand-new associate or you've been in the business a long time, if you have to get those trembles out of your voice, if you have to get those butterflies out of your stomach by doing a couple practice calls with somebody else, find your workout partner, find somebody in your support team, and get those first couple practice ones out of the way so when you make that first call to your quote-unquote prospect or family friend or whatever, it becomes a lot easier. So thanks so much, Rob, for being on the line. Next,
absolutely.
I'm going to make an attempt to see if we have Carly on the line. For those that have not met Carly Halstead, she's just gotten Fast Start qualified over the past week. And just to tell 2 seconds about her story, she's actually a single mom here in Charlotte, North Carolina, very limited on time. And she's now officially in the book. She has 6 personal memberships and 3 personal recruits, and she's not made a single presentation to any one of them. All she has done has put them onto our conference calls that we've had. And then after we've done the conference calls, we've sent them to like the Great Legal Benefit video. And actually the call that Mr. Acoin was talking about earlier, the beautiful thing about this system, yes, I introduced our guest to Mr. Acoin on the phone tonight, but this was actually a prospect of Carly's that came from somebody else who listened to a call, watched a video, sent a referral to Carly. Carly got her on another call. Carly got her to watch a video. Carly did a 3-way call with me, and because this lady is in South Carolina, we did a 3-way call with Mr. Acoin. So we actually had a 3-way call doing a 3-way call. So that system, it may sound kooky, it may sound funny, but it's absolutely perfect. Now, she was trying to put her 2-year-old down to bed, so I'm not sure if she's going to be able to be on the line. We'll give it 2 seconds or so. Carly, are you on the line with us?
Yes, Mr. Catlow, I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Glad you're able to be on. If you'd share just a minute or so, I know you've got the little one with you.
I do. She's actually in my lap. But first, I just wanted to thank Mr. and Mrs. Acoin for everything that they do. These Wednesday calls are absolutely fantastic, and also wanted to thank you for your leadership. He pretty much told my whole entire story, but I'll just go ahead and summarize it with how I've been inviting people. Like Mr. Catlow said, I am a single mom. I have a full-time job, and I work this business on a very part-time, spare-time basis. And here recently in the Charlotte area, these commercials have just been absolutely fantastic and exploding our business. And one of the key things that Mr. Catlow has actually coached me on is being myself. So one of the first things that I do when I wake up in the morning is I make a list of 15 people that I'm going to reach out and make contact to that day, whether it's via a Facebook message, a phone call, or an email. And all I simply tell them is, hey, so-and-so, I am super excited about something that I just got started with. When can you sit down with me and when can I have 10 minutes of your time? And I specifically don't specify what day, because then they usually tell me, well, today isn't working, what about tomorrow? So then at that point, I usually do a PCC or a private conference call and then 3-way them, assuming that they have questions to my upline. And it has literally just been absolutely exploding my business. As Mr. Catlow said, I have done not one single presentation in any of the memberships and recruits that I've gotten thus far. And, being a single mom, I'm very limited on my time. Also very limited on the availability of when I can get a babysitter and trying to do sit-downs. And, I wanted to work this business from home on a spare-time, part-time basis, and that's exactly what I'm doing. So I basically just tell them how super excited I am about something that I just got started in and when can I have 10 minutes so they can listen to a call. With that, I appreciate the opportunity to speak tonight, and I want to turn it back over to you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on. And I've actually heard Carly talking with a few people. She again, when we talked about being yourself, she's even told some of them, look, I'm here in my pajamas. You know, I've heard her on the phone with a few people while she's inviting them to, you know, some of the live recruiting calls that we do. And she'll immediately say, hey, just so you know, I've got my two-year-old in the background. If she screams and says hello, she's just saying hello to you. I'm in my pajamas cooking dinner, and I have my two-year-old. So I've only got a limited amount of time. You know, when can you hop on this call and so forth? So love the way she's building her business. And, again, just in the past, you know, she just got Fast Start qualified last month. 6 personal memberships and 3 personal recruits personally, plus her team's growing as well. So our third and last kind of guest is a gentleman named Kenny Perkins. He's actually a manager with Legal Shield, and he's been in the business for a couple years, and he's a full-time teacher. So during the summer is when he's really, you know, takes a little bit more time to build his business. But at the end of June, Kenny has one of my favorite, like, 72-hour stories that I've ever heard in Legal Shield, and it's all about how to approach and invite people. So, Kenny, are you on the line with us?
Mr. Catalo, can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Would love to hear you for a minute or two.
All right, fantastic. Mr. Callow, first I want to thank you for inviting me to be on this call. And, guys, I just want to tell you, I'm a high school teacher, and if I can do this, anybody can do this. Basically, in June, I just made a decision that I was going to challenge myself to see how many memberships I could get within a 3 to 4 day time period. Now, let me say this. The year prior to that, I had done nothing with my business, and I mean nothing. So I said, well, let's just see how many memberships I can get. So what I did was I went back to my warm market on my Facebook, and I sent out a simple private message to every person that I had talked to previously about Legal Shield. And the message was, do me a favor, give me a call when you get a chance. That was it. That's all I said. So as they called me, I again went back and talked about Legal Shield a little bit. And then I asked them, I said, would you just, you know, watch a video for me called greatlegalbenefit.com? And they all went and watched the video. And then they called me back, and I answered their questions. And after I answered their questions, I signed them up for the membership. So, guys, it really is that simple. And also, I made sure to track and see how many people I talked to during that 3-day time period. And in that 3-day time period, I talked to 13 people. And tonight they was talking about, you know, getting no's. Well, in that time period, I had 5 no's and had 8 yeses. Now, guys, that is the most memberships I've ever written in my experience with Legal Shield in a 3-day time period. Matter of fact, that was the most memberships I'd ever written in an entire month. So, guys, again, I'm a high school teacher. If I can do it, you can do it. Again, Mr. Catalo, thank you for having me on the call.
Well, Kenny, thanks so much, and I'm gonna kind of call you out a little bit. He didn't give me permission to say this. I didn't ask it, but part of that story is Kenny had, in that conversation he had with himself, I believe this was the exact quote. He said, Kenny, stop being a wuss bag, I think was the exact quote he said, and said, just get out there and make it happen. So, and Kenny, just to be clear, you never even left your house for a presentation either. Is that correct?
That's right. I didn't leave the house because, again, I was using Facebook, private message. I used my iPhone and just simply talked to people on the phone, signed people up through the website on e-service, and then I did a few paper applications also.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And just to be clear with everybody, even though we talked about doing this from home, that was just some of the activities. Kenny, Rob, and Carly all attend a weekly event, whether that's the luncheon, whether it's the business briefing, they're at the Super Saturdays and all that stuff. So these are just a few things that they've been able to do from home. So as we kind of close out, I want to give you one other quick perspective. One of our associates, actually he's a director on our team, and he hit director, one of the fastest people on our team to hit director. And this is he was a personal recruit of mine, and this is something that him and I did. And so maybe you are comfortable picking up the phone and calling somebody you know. Maybe you're comfortable sending a Facebook message. Maybe you're comfortable, you know, going and doing those sit downs. But maybe you're not. Maybe it's a frightening thing. Maybe it's a challenge that needs to be overcome. on how to actually do that. So this gentleman, his name's Pierre Rattini, and he lives down in Myrtle Beach now, and he was not afraid to do those calls, but he wanted to just prove that the system worked. So here's what him and I did, and I personally would encourage you to write this down, and it works. It worked magically, and it's just a exact same version of what we do with third party. So we would, he put his list together. We sat down and, like Via Coins talked about, you know, we graded the list, who are some people in town, who are your top 10 people that we would want to reach out to and so forth. And I actually went over to his house, him and his wife's house. Now, you don't have to be there physically with them. I'll talk about that in a second. But we were just had breakfast one morning. And so while we're having breakfast, I mean, we strategically planned this. We had his list, and we started calling his list. And this is what Pierre did. He picked up the phone. We talked about each little, you know, we talked about the first person we were going to call. Who are they? What's their background? How do you know them? Blah, blah, blah. So then I had a little bit of a perspective on who they were. And so Pierre would pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, so-and-so, you know, I was just sitting here having breakfast with a business partner of mine, and your name popped up in conversation, and I wanted to introduce you to him. What he has to say, you might be interested in. So he would then say, you know, you got just a couple minutes. So he would put me on the phone, and I'd say, hey, so-and-so, you know, Pierre was telling me about your experience with the paint business and blah, 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 just kind of, you know, small talk for just a couple minutes. And say, well, hey, Pierre and I are working on a project. We work with a company called Legal Shield, and we offer an incredible service to people all across the country. And, you know, you're out in Indiana. We're actually looking for some help in that area. Would it be okay if we sent you just a quick little video to explain what it is that we did? And you might be interested, you might not be interested, or you might know somebody who's interested, but your name came up in conversation with Pierre and I, and we'd love to have you take a look at the video. And it was so soft, so subtle, so third party. And what we also did, if they said yes, we'd say, great, well, when do you think you'd be able to watch the video? And they'd say, well, Saturday at 12 o'clock. Well, great, is it okay if we call you back Saturday at 12:30? You know, so we got a confirmed time that they were going to watch the video. But through that entire breakfast meeting, Pierre never even did the approach. Pierre never even did the invite. All he did was he made a list of people, right? We talked a little bit about who they were. He called them up, and he said, hey, your name came up in conversation. Sitting here with a business partner of mine. Would love to introduce you to him. Think you guys might get along or think y'all might, you know, his project he's working on, you might have some interest in. And he just turned it over to me. So if that's an approach, right, if maybe you have a hesitation or maybe a fear or need to just kind of hear and see how it's done a couple times before you're comfortable doing it yourself, get with somebody in your support team who's qualified to do this. If it's just you, if it's your sponsor that has just gotten started as well, they might not be the right person. Find a manager, find a director, find an executive director, and just have somebody else do the invite for you. It's almost even better that way, you know, from personal experience. And then the last little piece, right now, no matter what city you live in, no matter what state you live in, whether there's commercials playing in your city or not, it's such an easy opener to say to somebody, hey, have you seen our TV commercials or have you seen our Legal Shield commercials? And if they say, yeah, say, awesome, great. Do you know how the services work? Well, no, I just saw the commercial. Well, great. Would it be okay if I just share with you how the services work? Yeah, well, I'd love to send you to a website, blah, blah, blah. Or if you say, hey, have you seen our commercials? No. What commercials? Oh, the commercials for Legal Shield. They're all over the TV, you know, billboards and stuff like that. I'd love to share with you how the services work. You know, when you have 15 minutes, I could show you a video. If we can just, I can't speak for everybody else on the line. I can only speak for me. Still to this day, I have a chicken list. I have people that I'm scared to call for whatever that reason is. So if we can dig deep and every ounce of courage, every ounce of whatever it is we can do to overcome that and just get the invite done, and if you need help doing it, get help from somebody. Just whatever it is we have to dig down to get that done, this is not the time to wait. This is the time to get everybody knowing about Legal Shield. So I think we chatted for quite a bit, so I'll turn it back over to you, Frank and Teresa, and if there's anything else we need to add, please feel free to let me know.
Michael, that was spectacular. I mean, that was wonderful. Can you hear me okay? You seem to be breaking up just a hair. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I hope everybody wrote down every word you said there because that was so gentle and so easy and so unintimidating to anybody. I think anybody would accept that. And you did a brilliant job, and all of your speakers did also. And congratulations to all of them. That's for sure. Anything you want to say, Teresa? I want to fill in a couple things here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Another good thing that you can do, and then I want to go back to what we said. You want to master the invite. It's called mastering the invite. And remember, your goal is to communicate, educate, and to motivate. And you don't really do any of that. You know, you communicate with them by, you know, deciding how you're going to get in touch with them. Are you going to give them a DVD or a CD? Or are you going to send them to a website or whatever? So we communicate, educate, and motivate. And you educate by letting them look at a tool, right? And you motivate them by doing what he just did right then, saying, you know, our company's going in that area. We're looking for somebody. Would it be okay with you if I send you some information? And if you like what you see, fine. If not, give it to somebody else. So remember, all we're trying to do is communicate, educate, and motivate them to look at it. And one of the ways that the Burgesses, right, motivated their friends is, you know, they called all their family. They were the best. I'm going to tell you something. This couple were the best at this, of getting their family, friends, and college roommates and everything in the business. I've never seen anybody do any better job than they did it. And they became executive director, $100,000 ringer, I believe. And what they would do was call their friends and say, listen, you know us pretty well. We've really been struggling here, and we're trying to figure out, you know, how to get ends to meet. And, you know, we've run into something that we think is going to pull it off. And it would mean everything in the world to me if you took a look at some information. Do you mind if I send you some information? And just the term, it would mean everything in the world to me. And they were talking to dear friends. They did it, and they literally put more people out of their college in the business than I've ever seen anybody do, and more of their family and more of their friends than anybody I've ever seen with that one statement. And they nailed it down, that one thing. I mean, everything in the world to me if you take a look at the information. So you may want to put that in your little portfolio of things to say. Another thing that you could do that I really like doing, and I do this all the time, as a matter of fact, I was at the La Hacienda today. We did a luncheon over there, and there was a young lady sitting outside of the La Hacienda, you know, how they have little chairs on the sidewalk and stuff. And I was talking to her, and she said something about, you know, she knows we do a meeting in there because she works next door at the barbershop. She said, how did your meeting go in there today? I said, it just went just fine, thank you. And she said, y'all seem to have a lot of fun in there. And I said, well, we do. All we do is eat, have fun, and make money, and help people. She said, well, I'd like to do something like that. And I said, well, we're looking for people part-time or full-time. And then I did this. I went, would you like me to give you some information? I asked permission to give her some information. So you can be at a 7-Eleven, you can be at the tire store, you can be at the laundry, any place, and be talking to somebody, and just before you leave, go, oh, by the way. And, oh, by the way, is the best, I think, icebreaker I've ever used in my life. Oh, by the way.
Columbo.
yeah, it's kind of like the Columbo thing. You get ready to walk out, and you turn around and say, oh, by the way, you know, have you seen our TV commercials or our billboards? And they probably haven't because they're not in your city yet. And they go, no. Say, well, our company is looking for people part-time and full-time, and we pay better than anybody in the country. Would you like some information about our company? Now, I'm going to just tell you that one little thing can turn your whole business around right there. We're running ads, and you just say, listen, oh, by the way, have you seen our new TV commercials and our billboards yet? And they go, well, no. And say, well, our company is looking for people part-time and full-time. We pay better than anybody in the country. Would you like me to give you some information about our company? And you'd be surprised how many people will say yes. And if they say, well, I don't know, say, well, you may not need something, but you might know somebody that needs a part-time or full-time work. Would you like me to give it to you so you can give it to them? Just ask them that, and now they're telling you they want it. You're not, you know, giving it to them. Just say, would you like me to give you some information? So that really works, that, oh, by the way.
I like it.
And another way to do that is I always say, when you get ready to say, oh, by the way, can I ask you a question? Oh, by the way, can I ask you a question? Have you seen our new TV commercials and our new billboards? Well, no. And they really haven't because they don't even play in their city yet. And you go, well, our company is expanding and we're looking for people part-time and full-time and we pay better than anybody in the country. Would you like some information about our company? And I'm telling you that most people are looking for part-time and full-time income. If they're not, they know somebody that is. So I think that alone, what are you getting, messages already? People sending texts to us, and they're saying, oh, by the way, that's a good training you're doing there, Frank. So remember, you have to master the invite because you want to own a business in every city, every major city in the United States and every province of Canada, and you've got to get people to see it, hear it, read it, or meet somebody that's going to tell them about it. So I think that's our training tonight, right?
Yes, that was great, guys.